Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. So Pfizer will ship 13 million COVID-19 vaccine doses per week to US by mid-March is what we are hearing as per reports. It is on track to deliver 120 million doses of its two-dose regimen by the end of March is what Pfizer's chief has said. So it is set to deliver 13 million by March is what we are hearing. And it is prepared to provide 300 million shots to the US by the end of July. It has basically raised global production expectations for 2021 to at least 2 billion doses is what the chief business officer has updated. And Zydus will also expand vaccine capacity. The company has already invested 250 to 350 crore so far on the trials. And now Zydus Cadila is expecting to submit, to the drug regulator about its safety and efficacy data in either April or June. And then it will expand capacity to produce 150 million doses a year and hire contract manufacturers to make an additional 50 to 70 million doses as per the company spokesperson. And Syria has registered Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine. It has approved for its use in over 30 countries already. And now it will be used it is permitted to be used in Syria. The Syrian Arabic Republic has fulfilled all the procedures for registering this the vaccine against the coronavirus infection and is permitted to use on its territory is what the statement has said. It is the world's first registered coronavirus vaccine approved for use in over 30 countries. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. India's active caseload has fallen below 1.5 lakh and no fresh deaths have been recorded in 21 states and union territories. So a total of over 10,500 new infections and 13,255 recoveries were reported in the past one day. There has been a net decline of around 2,700 cases in the total active caseload is what the health ministry updated. Now the active caseload is around 1.34% of the total caseload. And if we talk about India's daily positivity rate, it remains below 3%. And government looks to involve private sector once vaccine drive expands to 50 plus age group in the next phase. So basically, there are concerns that there will be a fresh rise of COVID cases in many states, Maharashtra, Kerala, Chhattisgarh. MP have some of the states which have reported maybe a rise in cases in the past week or so. Amit Shah on Monday reviewed the situation across the country and asked the health ministry to speed up vaccination drive in order to control and contain the spread of the infection. So basically, this is the move that the Home Minister has suggested in order to contain the spread, to expand the vaccination process to 50 plus age group. And now the center is looking to, involve the private sector in a major way to cover this large target population of 27 crore people. It will include those who are, below the age of 50 years, but have serious comorbidities that are at higher risk of mortality from the infection. And with that, Shiv Sena has said that the recent surge in cases in the state is a matter of concern and the opposition in Maharashtra should talk carefully about the COVID-19 crisis. Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray has asked the people basically in the state to follow COVID appropriate behavior and safety norms. And he has said that he would observe the situation for a week to 15 days and then decide whether to reimpose another lockdown. Fresh COVID-19 cluster has been reported in a Bangalore apartment complex, and civic body have, warned of lockdown. There has been a similar incident where in another apartment complex in Bangalore, it was declared a containment zone after 113 residents tested positive for coronavirus. And no COVID cases have been reported in Arunachal for the past 4 days. So Arunachal Pradesh reported no cases is what the health ministry is saying in the last 4 days data. But the total caseload in the northeastern state remains at around 16,800. And currently it has 5 active cases, while over 16,000 people have recovered from the infection. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. Joe Biden has called the 5 lakh death toll a heartbreaking milestone. So basically, he addressed the nation as the US passed the figure of 5 lakh COVID-related deaths, the highest number of any country. He said that as a nation, we can't accept such a cruel fate. We have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow. And now confirmed US infections stand at around 28.1 million, which is also a global record. And with that, Afghanistan has begun COVID-19 vaccination drive amid rising violence. So it has begun this drive administering doses initially to the security forces and the frontline workers, healthcare workers and journalists in a campaign that may face challenges because there has been a sharp rise in violence. Reports suggest the war-damaged country received 5 lakh doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine from Serum Institute of India, which is producing the vaccine for mid and low income countries earlier this month. With that, other reports suggest that Italy misled WHO on pandemic readiness, weeks before the COVID outbreak. As per reports, preparations were not reviewed since 2006. And self-reporting in February 2020 claimed that, they were prepared and it is at the highest level. So it is allegedly misleading the WHO, that is the World Health Organization, on the readiness to face a pandemic. And just before it was about to hit, and as the country's first locally transmitted coronavirus case was confirmed, the country's healthcare system was already collapsing in the initial days. And each year, countries are bound by the international health regulations. It is an international treaty which basically prepares countries to fight the global spread of diseases. They are required to file self-assessment report. And this report allegedly misled, the WHO in the status of preparedness for a health emergency just like this that we are facing right now. So basically, as per the report, Italy was at level 5, which is the highest level of preparedness in terms of self-assessment. The category states that the country's health sector a response coordination mechanism and incident management system in relation to the National Emergency Operations Center has been tested and updated regularly. So this is what we know. Apart from that, Thailand will start first coronavirus vaccination this week. It will also begin with healthcare workers and frontline workers. And with that, New Zealand, the country which was successful in containing the spread of COVID-19, has reported 2 new cases today. But as per reports, both are in managed isolation. In a statement, the ministry basically said that neither the 2 new cases were connected to the managed isolation facility. One of the new cases is in New Zealand, that basically arrived from Zambia via UAE and tested positive for the virus on day 5 of routine day testing. And the person was in the same travel bubble who tested positive for COVID-19 in a hospital in Auckland. Basically, it's a close contact of the person already moved, to an Auckland quarantine facility. So the second person arrived in New Zealand from France, and this was again via UAE and tested positive on day 3. The ministry also said one previously reported case has already recovered. As per And also, reports suggest that the ministry basically has said that hospitals in Auckland were safe to visit and there were robust protocols in place to take care of people who have been suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19 in order to protect, you know, the patients, visitors and staff in the hospital, is what reports suggest. So with that, we are winding up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all other news and other updates, stay locked on to Money Control, and I will see you tomorrow.